Hey, Fem Nation, welcome back to another episode. I'm so delighted that you are with me today while we dive into a very common topic about niching in your online business. Yep, I'm going to go there. Here's my perspective before we dive into this episode. Don't find a niche, create one. Here's how. I'm Whitediv, your biz BFF and your favorite online mentor, and I am so excited that you are here today for another episode of the Fem Nation podcast. Let's dive in, all right?
Okay.
Niching is such a big topic in the online space. It is probably, I would say, one of the most widely converse topics in the online space. And there's so many different ways to determine a niche, right? A lot of psychographics, demographics, sociographics, put a name to it. There's ways to game the process. There's ways to, create an avatar. And I've done those, right? And I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast and you resonate with the online business space at all, you've done it too. You have worked through determining what your niche is based on your avatar or your ideal client or your niche based on researching a million times and maybe a million Facebook groups or maybe a million Instagram posts or people that you follow or people that you've, messaged on their posts and had, comments, whatever, all the strategies of trying to determine that. Going into other groups where you think they are, having an idea of who you think the person is in order to be able to determine who the niche is, right? I have been a very vocal proponent of the fact that you are the niche. You very specifically are the niche. There is not a niche, and I'm holding up air quotes for those of you that are hearing this on audio. You can't see me do it, but there is an opportunity for you to be the niche. And with that, instead of holding on to the fact that you're trying to come up with a unique way to deliver a transformation, all of a sudden you can release that too, because the uniqueness itself is you. And I know that's not a new concept, but I'm going to put my twist and my spin on it. And then I'm going to give you something fun to take away from this episode to be able to test out just for fun. It's not meant to be your, writing your avatar for you, but it is a way to just kind of get an idea of who you are from a culmination of ideas, right? In the ideal client, in the niching spot, in the uniqueness of who you are as an individual and the knowledge that you've acquired, I've often said is based more on your unique layered experiences to get to this point, because nobody else has those. Nobody else has ever come close to identical as you, as what you've experienced and what you've gone through and what your uniqueness is. Who you are as a person, how you grew up, how you learned, how you were taught, how you were dealt, what you were dealt in life, how you ebbed and flowed, learned, experienced, and traversed, let's say, in this world is extremely unique to you. Now, the end result of what you are ultimately seeking, or the end transformation which you are ultimately desiring to bring to life for others, is not unique necessarily. There are only so many different ways that we can reduce down the fact that we want to improve our life. We want to improve family members' lives. We want to reduce anxiety. We want to reduce stress. We want to reduce, hardship. We want, and it's not for the fact that we want an easy life. We're not looking for that, because there is no easy life. We just pick our hard. But it's more of releasing some of that pressure. And we have a tremendous amount of pressure in today's society, pressure from all angles. Everyone. There is no one that is without some level of pressure in today's society. And so the online space is ripe for bringing around transformation that can alleviate some of that stress, or a fraction of that stress, or a section of that stress or pressure. There's an opportunity for you to use your knowledge, use what you have gone through uniquely yours to be able to help people reduce that, right? Will it eliminate all problems? No, no one can. No human can eliminate all problems. There is no program that eliminates everything for everyone. There may be a program that is the icing on the cake after someone has gone through a series of programs and finally gets to yours, and that just caps it all off for them to where they get to the next level because they had already been working to that and yours was the final straw that helped them do that. There's that. But no one particular program created by no one particular human is going to be the be-all, end-all. There is not any solution like that that exists. There can't. Partly because there's an evolving world that consistently changes the metrics, right? The metrics of achievement to get to what does anti-stress or what does more time or what does simpler life look like, you know, whatever the ultimate goal is out there. What is, you know, there's no ability to be able to move into the direction of having only one solution. Can someone provide multiple solutions in the same direction? Yes, obviously. And then that would be great because then you have parallel points that help people along a longer transformation line instead of just one point. But we have an opportunity to bring a lot of life to a lot of opportunities to help people in their world. And in this space and time, we have the internet, which gives us the opportunity to be able to put those things out there. Side note, I've mentioned this before. If you're not launching your products, then you're obviously not able to sell them. And then obviously people don't know that you have a solution available. So key to simplicity on this one, going back to a couple of my previous episodes, is being able to understand the launch factor, right? But I digress. Let's get back to you being the unique niche. Too many times. People try to externally identify who that niche is for. Maybe it's an old version of themselves. Maybe it's a current version of themselves. Maybe it's a future version of themselves. But identifying what that niche is, finding out what that niche is not the proper way to look at it. One, because you're unique. That uniqueness is the niche. But two, because you're thinking outside of what you know to be true internally. You're thinking outside of what you know is near and dear and close to your heart. And your mind makes logical sense of the transformation and puts it together in a progressive form. But your heart is also the guide with which that transformation has life, because it's your heart and your desire and your purpose for better good that drives that knowledge base from your mind to put it together forward. So if there then is an opportunity for you to dive into your niche, the uniqueness of you, you being the niche, if there is an opportunity for you to look at that and analyze that and sit with that, I'm going to go back and say not necessarily analyze, because that's too logical when a lot of this space outside of putting the pieces together, the system pieces together, should not sit in logic per se. The transformation process and most creatives bring to the world needs to be heart-centric first and not logic first. It needs to be heart-centric first, because if it's logic first, and I am digressing, I know, but if it's logic first and you're following an outcome process that disengages you from the heart of your ideal client who follows you because of who you are. Right? So let me get back to the topic at hand. Now, in your heart, that's the process. That's where the creative element starts from. That's where the true depth of who you are and what your greatest niche is lives. That is where it lives. Your niche, if you are using a worksheet or a process or filling things out because you're trying to identify externally a niche, you're trying to find a niche, you are abandoning the very process, the very part of the niche that you have to be in order to set yourself apart in this world. See, your unique journey is what other people want to know. And if you are putting it down on a worksheet, who your ideal client is, so that you can try to determine what niche that is, then you are absolutely working from the knowledge space and not from the heart space. And you have got to bring that heart space into perspective in order for you to remember that you are the niche. I can write down a great avatar, all the demographics, all of the sociographics, all of the psychographics, all of the graphics, whatever we want to call them. I can write all of that down. In fact, I could create a program and turn around and say, okay, now I'm going to identify who that's for, so then I can identify what niche that is. But it doesn't ever pan out. It doesn't ever pan out, because the one thing people want from you, from me, from us collectively is to know, how did you go through it? We all have stress. We all have anxiety. We all have pressure points. We all have things we want to alleviate and simplify for ourselves in this walk of life. That now, because we have a plenty of how-to out there that is very general, we want to know, how did you go through that? How did you come on the other side of it? How did you weather? How did you learn? What was your journey like? And I'm not meaning tell your story, putting your story into perspective. That's a great thing to do. But if we put the story out there, we're focusing on the past hardship of it, which is the wrong place to be. There's a place and time for it, but for this sake, that's the wrong place to be for the niche. People want to know what is important and what you remember and what your journey was and how that manifested itself, worked through itself, came through you. And if you are simply willing to just share what is natural and easy and refreshing and healing for you, gives them that glimpse into what specifically was your journey so that they can say, ah, that point of that journey makes sense to me. I didn't think of it that way. That point of that journey, that step you took right there makes sense to me. I didn't think of it that way. The fact that you weathered this journey, I didn't think of it that way. But guess what all of those things rotate back to? You being the niche. So instead of putting it together on a worksheet, instead of trying to come to an idea of who your ideal client is so you can figure out what your niche is, you don't even have to do that, because now it's not external. You're not trying to fit it into some linear boxes on a piece of paper, because that's what it sounds good and that's what makes the most sense and that's what Susie Q over here was doing with it. Because that pre-programming, from what we've researched and seen and learned over the course of time, does affect it. You know, it does affect our thought process on it. So if we take it back to who we are and allow ourselves to be the niche, it releases all of that pre-programming. You have the capacity to be that powerful and to lead people. You have that. Whether or not you choose to do something with it is certainly up to you. Nobody's saying you have to go out there and put a digital product together. Nobody's saying you have to start an online business. Nobody's requiring you to do that. You may want to do that because of the revenue possibility that exists out there, but it's going to exist no matter what, whether you do it or don't. So then in this moment in time, in this era that we find ourselves in an online business, then why not let it be simple? Why not let it be you? Why not let the quirky uniqueness of who you are be the niche? Why not? Because that is the most beautiful, profound possibility out there. You can't even make up a better ideal client and niche on paper than that. Even if you make up that ideal client and niche on paper, there's still going to be people that don't want what you have. Your quirky uniqueness, there are going to be people that don't want what you have, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. That's beautiful and real and human. Rejection hurts. We think that they're rejecting us when it's just not their thing at the moment. And that's okay. That's why I love the launch process with little products over and over that I teach in the toolkit. Why? Because you get good at people not saying yes to you. You got to feel those feels, my friend. You've got to feel them, because it's important to remember those people unsubscribing from your email list, it ain't you personally. It's just not the time for them. And that's okay. It doesn't mean anything about you. It doesn't degrade what you're offering those that aren't saying no and jumping off your email list. When people don't say yes to your organic launch offer, it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with it. It just means that maybe not enough people saw it. And maybe the algorithm was off. Maybe you need to tweak something. Maybe you're meant to go through this cycle of the process to learn what that's like. but you rinse and repeat and start over again. Why? Because you are the niche. What you create is beautiful and amazing and profound and unique. It's you, and you are what people need. You are the niche. It's that simple. Let it be that simple. Allow it to be a space that can be simple for you. Get good at living in that simplicity, because this online business world is just here. We've been sold a lot of strategy and necessary things and how-tos, and there's always something new and sexy around the corner. There's going to be new things in 2 months, 1 month, 6 months, 1 year. There's going to be new things. It's an always evolving world. So instead of playing catch up and trying to keep up, we can be good at the one thing that we are already naturally good at, ourselves. And that is freedom, my sweet friend. Now, I'm going to give you something fun to do. I do not want you to take this and make this part of your ideal client or your niche. I want you to have some fun with this. And it involves AI. So if you can go on to OpenAI somewhere, not in a program, source OpenAI somewhere. And if you are on the podcast list specifically, if you're not, sign up for it. I'll put the link below. But if you are, I will have this written out for you so you can simply just take the prompts as I write them out and copy and paste. But I'm going to give you an idea. And those of you that are savvy enough to not need the prompts written out, take it away and run with this. But it's fun. It's just fun. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to ChatGPT or an OpenAI source somewhere. And I want you to let ChatGPT or let that OpenAI source know that you want to teach people something. You want to coach people. You want to help them. You want to help improve lives some way, you know, reduce it on that somehow. I'm generalizing it a little bit so you can find your sentences in it. And then write this out. Based on my interests, goals, and problems, what is a good description of my ideal client, assuming she is me? That's the question. Now, underneath that, before you enter it, I'm going to have you write 10 current interests. What are 10 current interests that you have? What interests you right now? What lights you up? What is amazing to you right now? 10. And then next, I want you to write a goal. 10 goals. What are 10 goals that you seek right now in this current world, in this current space and time? And then 10 problems. What are 10 problems that you currently face right now? I want you to put all of that together. And let me go back on this and say, before you put it in as an AI prompt, I want you to type this all out on a note or a Word doc or somewhere. So then you can copy all of that. The prompt itself, opening it up and saying what you want to do. And then the 10 interests, the 10 goals, and the 10 problems. And then I want you to copy that entire thing and put it in there. And for fun, let it spit out a response about you. Her, because she is me. Because instead of thinking that you have to go find your niche by determining who your ideal client is, you get an opportunity to see, based on your interests and goals and problems currently, right now, real world, today, you get to see a feedback of who she is and then find where you resonate inside of there. Then from there, you can see some perspective of maybe you were overlooking for yourself, amazingness for yourself, keywords for yourself, generalizations for yourself based on your interests and goals and problems, thought process for yourself. There's a lot of things that you can come away with this, but it's a fun exercise. Yes, I did it too. I went on ChatGPT and I put that prompt in, and I absolutely, absolutely had it spit out the same for me. And then you know what? Share it. Share it online. Let me know. Tell me who it is. Tag me in a post about a story that you make up about your you-ness, the she is me. Analyze it. Look at it. Feel through it. but be able to see it from a perspective that isn't trying to associate it with creating a program. You're associating it with you and the uniqueness of you, you being the niche, and your ideal client being you today. From there, you're going to be able to write to your past self. Who were you before this moment in time? You can write to your current self. Who are you in this point in time? You can write to your future self, your goal self, who you determined to be, what you're striving for, who you think she is now. You'll be able to write out your beliefs and opinions and experiences based on some of that. Because the act of just going through and listing out 10 of each one of those three is going to remind you of what you're working towards. It's going to shine a light on you, the niche, for right now. I want you to go through this fun little exercise and spend some time with it. It should only take about 5 minutes. It's not really meant to be overwhelming. And there's not anything you have to do with it. It's perspective and an opportunity to be able to get outside of your head trying to produce something for people that aren't you and remember who you create for now. All right? Okay, I'm going to wrap up this episode. I'm going to remind you to get into the toolkit. If you're not in the toolkit, yes, I keep saying this, but toolkit is such a no-brainer and it is the simple online business way. It's $7 a month, no obligation. If you don't love it, I understand. It's okay. No hard feelings. I'm here for you to come and go, to listen or not, to try it and see or not. But at the end of the day, the one thing that you can always remember from me is that if there's a way to make sure it's simple, I'm going to source it. And that's what I put together in Toolkit for you. So if you're not inside a Toolkit, please do join Toolkit and be a part of a growing community of over 100 people who are already in Toolkit and have been there for a long time, months. We have a vibrant community inside of Toolkit. You'll see the link down below in the show notes. If you have any questions, please do reach out and ask me on any of the social media channels. DM me. That's my world. I DM right back. And the highest form of thank you is for you to like, share, and forward the Femnation podcast, and maybe this podcast in particular, to someone who might need to hear it. But as always, keep moving forward.